from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. I have a lot of good Cowboys news in here for you. So it's time now for the C-Note Cowboys news of the evening. I'm Gavin Dawson. Brian brought us live on the tennis courts in Oxnard, California, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey from grain to glass. You do have Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup, Woolchuck and Chiafalo and Carter Freeman coordinating your video. That's the G-Bag Nation crew, and along with you, let's hang out for the next 2.5 hours. Rangers baseball is coming up 6:30. They'll look for 2 wins in a row, hosting the Twins. Little week, 4-game weekend series. Okay, Mishota just tweeted about Dak Prescott's quote about contract talks. Good conversations are going on. I'll say that. A lot of confidence that something will get done. So Steven said it shortly before we went on that, you know, maybe we could have an announcement relative to CD and maybe even somebody else this afternoon. A CD contract, I think, is a lock before the season starts. A Dak contract would be a surprise, but and a massive news event. I think there's
huge.
Probably less optimism now from the public that a deal is going to get done before next March. So if you would get this done and cement the next half decade at the quarterback position, I think that'd be a lot of story that people would be excited about, but maybe even more would be crushed by. That's just crazy.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of fans that would probably be like super ticked by that. Now, I wonder if we're getting to the point now where it's this thing either gets done before the season or both have an understanding Dak's probably walking once next offseason rolls around and he hits free agency.
That's why they want to do it now. Let's make sure you don't have another lower extremity injury. We won't sign you after that one, and the market might not either, Dak. So that'd be my pitch, right? Like, dude, you're on the other side of 30. You're already limping a little bit. You had one big injury. Didn't come back 100% from that. We can guarantee you from injury in this year. And I think for Dak, that's got to be attractive. You know, getting locked into some kind of security. I don't need to drain that lemon of every last drop right now. I want to lock in, you know, what's left of my career as a Cowboy.
Yeah, and perhaps that's exactly how he feels. I think that there's a lot of money to be made out there. These guys are super confident. I don't think Dak's walking into the season feeling like he's getting hurt. I don't think Dak's walking into the season thinking that my value is doing anything but going up as I play a little bit more and more football. And what we're talking about, $60 million right now, we could be talking about $70 million for him per year when it gets to unrestricted free agency. So I just think if the Cowboys are getting a deal done with Dak right now, it's because they came strong with all the wood.
You think they'd reset the market for it?
Oh, without question. Yep. Without question. It would be – I'd be surprised if it was only $60 million. If he agrees to a deal before the season starts, my guess would be that would probably be a $62 million deal APY, average per year. That would be my guess.
Very interesting. Okay, so stay tuned for that. And apparently we could have multiple big deals signed by the Cowboys. They got three of them they're working on, and Stephen Jones shortly before the show said, you know, a couple, then Dak just gave you the update. They're really confirming from both sides.
Yeah, like, Brian, if it weren't Dak as the other player, I was trying to think of who else it could even be. Like, are they trying to get ahead of Osa Digizua? I mean, is it like, I don't even know what other player it could be.
Kind of felt like, though, that in talking to people at camp, that they, and, you know, people were saying to me that they, with CD, they had a number agreed on, they just didn't have the structure right. Mm. So maybe they've figured out, and this was several days ago. This was, you know, 4 or 5 days ago. Then people were talking to me about it, and I was like, okay. So when, with that being said, I was thinking, oh, okay, well, they're going to get this thing done here pretty quick. So if not Dak, I think the one that they're really, really trying hard on is getting CDs done. And so that would be the one I would think, Zach.
All righty. Elsewhere here in the Cowboys news of the evening, we go over here to The Athletic, where once again our guy John Machota has done some great journalism. The headline, key to Dallas Cowboys exceeding expectations, could be new defensive disguises. And Zim has a great quote in here when talking about his philosophy. Moving around Parsons is most notable, the story says, but the disguise is happening on all three levels, line, linebacker, secondary. Yeah. Zim says, we're just trying to get the offense to have to make some post-snap decisions. Did the protections turn the way we want? Make the quarterback hold the ball just a little bit longer if you can when the receivers are coming to block, making it so they're not sure if they're blocking the safety or the corner or whatever it may be. You know, Brian, the more I learn about your guy Mike Zimmer, the more that I absolutely love, and I think he might be exactly what this coaching staff has been needing.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been with Mike for a long time, as everybody knows, and the thing that I – and just having the opportunity to talk with him, you know, on the practice field every once in a while, is he's really, really happy about being here, and he really likes his guys, and he really likes his coaching staff. He likes, you know, Jeff Zugino was a guy he'd never worked with before, but he likes his intensity. Al Harris has done a really good job with the secondary. You know, these coaches have made it really easy on Mike to implement and teach what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Mike's not worried about if it's a 1-year deal or not. He's here, you know, there's a loyalty to Steven and Jerry, because when he was a young coach back in the day, they gave him a shot, you know, and then they gave him an opportunity, and then he got to be a defensive coordinator here, you know, with Parcells. I mean, during the Dave Campbell administration, he got to stay over. Bill recognized him as a really good coach. So, yeah, there was never going to be a doubt with me about it. Now, we'll get into the season. We'll see if they've got this. We'll see if they get the defensive line stuff right. I think they've got the linebackers kind of squared up to where they need to be. The secondary, they got Diggs practicing. That's been a good sign out there for them as well. So Mike will come up with ways to scheme you and confuse you and play really sound defense. And as like I said, he's really happy with these guys he's got.
I mean, playing really sound defense while also using scheme to be multiple, to do deception. That's the name of the modern game. And I would love, you know, if Mike McCarthy's not going to be the coach beyond this year, if it becomes Mike Zimmer and, you know, we get to see what he does, I think it's that mindset when you talk about across the hall or, you know, what could turn the lights on for an offense. I think it would be talking to Mike Zimmer about how important it is to make the other side, whether you're on offense or defense, make decisions after we've snapped the ball and be able to all be on the same page, adjusting to those decisions based on the keys that the other teams are giving you, so you're not predictable. You can send out, you know, different kinds of personnel, wait to see how they adjust, and then go exploit where the space is instead of saying, well, you know, we're going to line up and do what we do. You know, whenever you have coaches say that kind of stuff, it's terrifying.
They've got player buy-in at this camp.
Yeah.
You could tell that these players are doing everything that they're asking them to do. I mean, there's some guys, we kind of talk about Mozzie every day and some of the things, the struggles he has. But overall, man, there's a lot of player buy into this defense.
I'd highly suggest any Cowboy fans read this. You know, it's not that I think they're going to exceed expectations or they're going to have a great year, but it's how it could happen. It would be Mike Zimmer winning like assistant coach of the year or something like that. DeMarvian Overshown in the story, sometimes he'd just be sitting back. He would see the offense come out, wouldn't even look at his script and just call a defense, and the defense worked. That's one of the things I love about Coach Zim. As we're warming up preseason, he's doing the same thing. You can just tell how dialed in he is with everything. Jalen Brooks, their disguise now is insane. Quinn had some disguises, but Zimmer's are pretty good. I got to give him full credit for that. It's really good. It's a lot of little things. That's the kind of stuff they say about coaches that make a difference for your football team. And maybe, in fact, we got one here. I think he might hold the keys for McCarthy. You know,
it's funny you say that, because when we got to kind of chat with him for a little bit when we were out there at camp, it was before you walked over with us, Brian. But I jokingly was like, yeah, our guy brought us, said you're going to save McCarthy's job. And he just kind of, bashful of it, didn't want to, speak too highly of himself. But he did say, hey, we win a lot of games in this league playing good defense. And this Cowboys team has a chance to be a pretty special unit.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Mike is he's a ball coach. That's what he is. He lives for these times. I mean, what's really funny is everybody kind of thought coming into this thing that Mike was just going to yell and scream and be that guy. He really hasn't. I mean, he really hasn't. Jeff Zagina is his screamer and yeller guy. that's the guy that screams at everybody. And, yeah, Mike's done a really nice job, and hopefully they can kind of maintain this level, because they practice really, really hard, and they get an opportunity. Like I say, defense had a really good day against the Rams yesterday. Defense was on it down in the red zone. They were on it. And the offense, it was a struggle yesterday, but the defense did what they had to do.
What else you got in a C-note, Wolchuk? What can you throw on this fire?
Well, and you mentioned the Jalen Brooks quote there that can benefit the offense. The post-snap stuff for Dak Prescott going up against that every day, for those, and I think it's fair criticism, right? Post-snap, when teams are disguising, maybe that can help out from an offensive standpoint. But we had ESPN come out with, this is your favorite thing, B, floors and ceilings for every NFL team.
Yeah, love it. Cowboys, clicked right on it. Clicked right on it.
I knew you did.
Yeah, clicked right on it. Yeah.
Cowboys ceiling, 13-4.
Oh,
their floor,
7-11.
Worst it could go, 8-9.
7-10.
We like that 8-9 to 13-4 range, or do we think the floor could be even lower than 8-9?
I don't think it'd be lower than 8-9. I mean, obviously, barring catastrophic injury, but I think 8-9 is probably a fair floor to put it at.
You look at the schedule, though. I mean, Browns, Ravens, Lions, Niners. It just
think could be 7-10.
It is. I think in worst case scenario, if you have like some bad bounces, maybe I could see slightly better. But that's in a, every bounce went against you. I think realistically, you're looking at between 8-10.
Yeah, they've got the exact same ceiling and floor as the Eagles do.
Yeah.
Washington, 9-8 and 4-13. And then the Giants are also 9-8 and 4-13. Tons of creativity here when it came to this ceiling and floor list from ESPN.
I mean, Texans, Bengals, dude. It's like the schedule is pretty
it's a tough
dang
schedule.
Tough.
It is.
Yeah, the 17th game you get to play is against the Houston Texans.
Last year we
could very
about,
well be in the championship game next
right.
year.
And how'd you play against the better teams in the league? Well, you're going to be tested this year. I mean, assuming the carryover happens that we expect, year to year you get some outliers, maybe some teams underachieve. You get a team that you didn't think was going to be good ends up playing better. But you're going to be tested pretty much consistently against a good team with this schedule this year. So how do they come out and play, especially offensively, which was the issue a year ago?
Yeah, I think you're going to have to count on Dak trying to get it done on third and long a lot, which he can do. He can manage. But, an opportunistic defense that's going to put some points on the board, I think you count on that. But, how much can you do without a running game at all? because the running game took a big step back last year. I think it takes another half step back this year before, you know, things start to click, hopefully in 2025 and beyond. Okay, time now for a top 10 at 420 with Woolchuck. What's the subject today, buddy?
It is back to school week. We've got the top 10 movies about high school. I wonder how many Brian's seen. That's next in the Nate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Nation. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Rangers baseball is coming up in 2 hours and 7 minutes. They're going to be hosting the Twins. Weekend series for you. Opportunity to get some momentum going. 9.5 back. Are the Bats waking up, though? Could they take you on a magic carpet ride? We'll talk with Sandler about that coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. Time now for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 420. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, not your fault. Call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. And here he is, Zach with an H, your Wooly Bully.
877-881-1053. The best high school movies of all time. Gosh, there are a bunch. Already had a text in. Woolchuck, if Dazed and Confused is number one, we're going to have a problem. I already replied back. We got a problem because it ain't number one. But there's more than I anticipate.
One that's better
than Dazed and Confused. We will get to this in a moment. Go ahead and text in your vote for the best high school film of all time. As it's back to school week, hopefully everybody's having a good start to their school year. I did see this just about an hour ago. Taco Bell is putting out a fan favorite 62-year. Nostalgia menu.
The nostalgia menu, man, on a throwback Thursday. Yeah. This is cool. The pictures of this, like, it just brings you back to the old school
it's
look.
Pretty cool.
Of how Taco Bell yeah. used to aesthetically. It was incredible, man.
No doubt. And so I've got descriptions of each item. A lot of these were discontinued. Some of them are household favorites. So in the 1960s, they're bringing back the Tostada, debuted when the original Taco Bell opened. It's a combo of crispy corn tostada shells, refried beans, a tangy red sauce, lettuce and cheese was one of the items on Taco Bell's menu when it first opened.
They don't still have that?
They don't have the tostada anymore.
Wow.
And maybe they've brought some of these back and then, you know, it's like a limited time and then it goes back away.
Right.
So they're opening the vault here. The green burrito from the 1970s is going to come back.
The green tortilla?
Burrito.
Popular choice. This did not one that I want. Filled with refried beans, crunchy onions, and shredded cheddar, plus a green sauce made from green chilies, tomatillos, and jalapenos.
Well, a little salsa verde.
That sounds good.
That sounds really good. We might have to try that one. Brian might have to whip that up on a Friday.
Okay.
One day.
Homemade. Yeah. Green burrito.
Yeah, green
burrito. We were just talking yesterday. Taco Bell's doing way too much. They're like some sort of a bastardized Sonic at this point. I'm not sure what to exactly call them, but all of their different variations, I like they're going back to their legacy items.
Yeah, simplest. Yeah. Simple, less is more here. Now, the Mexi Melt is one that people have been clamoring for.
This would be my go-to back in the day. Little Lucius had to have that when we went to Taco Bell.
Little Lucius, you're
going
to be happy.
Little Lucius had to have the Mexi Melt.
Little Lucius, the 1980s Mexi Melt. It's going to be coming back. If you'd never had it, it's a combination of melted cheddar, Monterey Jack, and mozzarella with ground beef and pico de gallo all wrapped up in a soft tortilla. It looks outstanding.
God, that sounds good.
It does. 1990s, the Beef Gordita Supreme.
There we go.
Yeah. Flatbread filled with seasoned beef, a three-cheese blend, reduced fat sour cream lettuce, and diced tomatoes.
Reduced fat sour cream, you said?
Yeah, you can't taste the difference, Brian.
Well, why? Why?
Just
why
reducing
even say
the fat?
That? Just say you put sour cream in there and let's go.
Like, I'm already at Taco Bell.
Yeah, you're at Taco Bell,
bro.
Yeah. Any type of...
I'm making bad decisions already, fam.
Yeah, any type of dietary things that they have on their menu should be stricken from the record.
You know, guys, you're making a lot of sense here. Once I've committed to
I don't
to
need
to
a
Taco
diet
Bell.
Plate at Taco Bell.
I know what I know what's going to happen here. I don't need the reduced fat. Give me all the damn fat.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm not even going to get this item because it's got reduced fat sour cream.
Damn,
I'm boycotting the Gordita.
Double it if you have to.
2000s nostalgia item is the caramel apple empanada. Which
never had that.
Crispy.
It's like an apple pie.
Yeah, it's like apple pieces,
really?
Creamer caramel flavored filling. So that's exactly, it looks like an apple pie.
All right.
So there's some of your nostalgia Taco Bell items we can party with when they're being tested at 3 Taco Bells around the country, and then I believe they're going to do their rollout across the nation. We have that to look forward to.
Ready for it.
All right, let's slide into the top 10. Happy back to school week. Top 10 best movies about high school, 877-881-1053. Breakfast Club got texted in.
Money.
It is. I think it's the GOAT. Napoleon Dynamite getting texted
the goat,
in.
Huh? I thought the Breakfast Club was a little overrated.
Gosh, you're an idiot.
Oh,
I do want to throw out, though, Teen Wolf and the Karate Kid. With the original with LaRusso.
Did you not like the remake?
Didn't see it.
Yeah, probably a good skip.
Because the first one was so bad.
Walchuk, put me on the board for... Super bad.
Yeah. The Super bad getting texted in. That's a great one.
I just can't stop doodling them, man.
Man. No hot dogs, no popsicles.
Something like 2 out of 10 kids have this.
What do you got on your list, Lucius?
One we used to run back all the time back in my day. Clueless.
Clueless.
Rolling with the homies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Swear to God, girl, you can't drive. Nice stems.
This was good.
It's full of quotes, man.
It is.
And they got the great Stacey Dash in there.
Ooh.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Before we lost her. Before we lost her.
Yeah. Before we lost her.
Varsity Blues being texted in. Project X is getting some love on the text. We've got Remember the Titans. Remember the Titans is a good one, no doubt. Dazed and Confused, as we've mentioned. Honorable mentions, we got Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Strong. Freddy Got Fingered was a high school movie.
Yep, it was.
That's got to be your one C.
That's probably his one C.
It absolutely is. Absolutely is his one C. We've heard it 17 times already. Yeah.
Back to the Future. Porky's.
Yeah, Back to the Future. That's great. Yeah.
10 Things I Hate About
Teen
You.
Wolf at point guard. That's awesome.
Dead Poets Society.
Oh, legendary.
And Pretty
I need
in
to
Pink.
Watch that, dude.
Captain, My Captain. We had to watch that in school, I think.
Really?
That's when I first saw it. Yeah, it was actually a great movie to watch in school. It's like, hell yes, this is a good one.
That's a great class. I thought all the Molly Ringwald movies were just off.
Are they kind of the same?
I don't know.
Because, like, number 10 is, all the Brat Pack's making a run here in the 80s.
Yeah, they are.
Weird Science comes in at number 10, which is fantastic. Weird Science is a good movie. That still holds up.
Is Risky Business on this list?
Risky Business does not make the top 10, honorable mention.
Okay.
On here.
Okay.
So is American Graffiti and Can't Buy Me Love.
Sky. Can't Buy Me Love. Great movie.
Yep.
Yes.
So is The Goonies. Goonies made honorable mention as well.
Does Napoleon Dynamite qualify?
It does qualify and is an honorable mention on here. Oof. Not make the top 10. Oof.
Thanks for listening.
Weird Science.
Did you already mention that?
Yeah.
Wait, the text texted it in. We've got 16 Candles comes in at number 9. Speaking of Molly Ringwald, Anthony Michael Hall.
A Sexy Girlfriend.
Number eight. This is definitely a high school movie, although none of these actors looked like high school kids. Grease.
Oh, that's true.
That's more true. Brian's era than mine. But,
yeah, they yeah. absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
Sandy.
Olivia Newton-John.
You're the one that I love. The one that I love. Yeah.
Keep singing, Brian.
I'll tell you what, that cast, they talk about off camera. Those guys were all banging each other and stuff like that.
I believe
that.
It.
Oh, those guys right? were?
Yeah. Yeah, well, the guys and gals.
All the greasers.
You know how Hollywood is, bro.
Yeah.
They were all after each other. Mm. Kind of like the Olympic Village a little bit.
Yeah.
West incestuous, COVID. As they call it.
Very incestuous.
There we go, Lucius. You would come with a big word.
How about Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Gosh, how'd I forget that?
Bueller's very high on this list. Seven is Mean Girls.
Never saw it.
Dude. Yeah, I saw it.
Dude. Yeah, we saw
many a time. Oh, it's a good movie.
That Christmas dance scene.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Nudity?
No nudity.
No, that's a high school film, okay?
Sorry.
Settle down over there.
But a lot of cleavage, Brian.
Didn't mean to do that.
A lot of cleavage.
Mm-hmm.
Accepted? What about, I guess, is that a college
movie? Accepted's college. Yeah,
Accepted's college. Ask me about my wiener!
So good. So good.
It's a great movie.
Six is Clueless, Lucius.
Yeah, that's good stuff, I'm telling you, man.
We get into the top five. Number five, American Pie.
Yeah. Bye-bye, Miss American Pie.
Man.
Drove the Chevy to the levee.
Stifler. Stifler's mom. Best. Four Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, Dazed and Confused, man. There's no question that thing's legendary. That came out the summer before my senior year of high school.
Ooh,
wow.
Yeah. It's ancient.
So that was like the anthem to your whole, like, you went and saw that in theaters.
All right.
Multiple times.
Number three, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, that's another one. How'd I miss that one?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High is classic. Yeah,
Fast Times.
Mr. Hand. Mr. Hand's the best.
Mr. Hand, yes. Yeah. Spicoli.
How about House Party?
House Party.
My man, when they were dancing, that was awesome. Yes. They were kicking around, kicking their feet together. I love that.
Project X. That reminds me of Project X.
Yeah, it does. Number two, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, how'd I forget
Bueller,
that?
Bueller. But number one... best high school movie is The Breakfast Club. And I co-sign this, man. Breakfast Club is a classic.
Smoke them up, Johnny.
I mean, that weed scene, it gets wild. They're like hotboxing the library area. They all come out like doing some weird jive dancing. Like it was very bizarre what was going on.
Yeah, like we smoked weed and now we're hyper.
Yeah, it was like something. What did you smoke? Because I don't think it was weed.
It's been one of them 80s primos.
No doubt.
It is a good one, though. It's been a while since I've seen it, but that's definitely a movie that holds up.
It holds up.
It stands the test of time.
It does. I think it's relatable to every generation.
Hey, Dawson, what do you have against our 80 weed?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. Okay. I didn't think that it would make, you know, people like run around and get all hyperactive.
It really did. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
A lot of text coming in for Lean On Me. Somebody emphasized it.
So was that the bicycle racing thing, Lean On Me?
No, that's the principal. What's his name?
Sam, you want to do drugs, Sam? You want to smoke crack? Well, jump, Sam.
He had him on top of the damn building. Well, go ahead and jump. You might as well jump.
I was thinking that Lean On Me was that bicycle.
Morgan Freeman?
Morgan Freeman. There we go.
Dude. Shoot. Oh, Never Been Kissed. Yeah, that's another one that's getting texted in. Footloose, Encino Man. A lot of great text rolling in. I appreciate you. There's today's
Dirty Dancing. That was a good
Dirty
one.
Dirty Dancing. Get your dancing on.
Footloose was amazing.
Freaks and Geeks. It was just movies, 817, but Freaks and Geeks is a great show, and that's a show that got canceled too early. They should have let that one ride.
That sounds like it needed to be canceled.
Man, go back and look at that cast list. A lot of studs came out of that show.
Teenage angst, high schools. It's a very fertile ground for movies.
It is.
Think about it. A lot of movies happening. You know, those high school years. Alrighty, it is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Brian Broaddus reporting live from Oxnard, California. The duration of the Cowboys' time out there. Brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, from grain to glass. What's coming up next, Chief?
I am rooting extremely hard for this guy next in the nation.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here coming up at 5 o'clock in addition to the finest. And then the expressway will go commercial-free to the top. LA Live now less than an hour away. Here's the Chief.
Some people are saying Stand By Me, the movie Stand By Me, high school movie.
Very sad.
Definitely a sad movie. Also funny.
Isn't that like sixth grade kids?
Are they? Are they not in high school?
I don't think they're quite high school.
Is the Goonies similar?
The Goonies has like a cross between the older kids and the younger ones.
Okay.
So that the Goonies, I think, could fit.
A lot of good high school movies out there, man. And speaking of movies, Nicolas Cage has been cast as John Madden in the upcoming Madden movie. This film will be part biopic and part making of the game. So Nicolas Cage is going to be playing John Madden. Now, on the surface, you wouldn't be connecting those two things.
No, I would think like John Goodman maybe could be a real easy one.
He's lost a lot of weight.
Well, I mean, Nicolas
John
Cage
Goodman's lost a lot of weight. I know, that's what I'm saying.
Well, they can eat, like, movies, they can do the fat suit stuff, but I feel like Nicolas Cage is a guy who's so dedicated to the
going to add weight.
The thespian
he's
nature of
channel
everything.
This.
Yes, he is going to put on a fair amount of weight. And
I don't love the casting.
You don't think he's got the chops for it?
I don't think Nicolas Cage is. I am. I don't think he's that great of an actor personally.
Yeah.
Very monotony and quietish.
Yeah, I just don't think this is a great fit. But David O. Russell, who's directing this, has done movies like Silver Linings Playbook and The Fighter. Like, he's an outstanding director, so maybe he's got a vision for this, and I just need to have faith.
Maybe. You know, I wonder about some of these castings, though, and just how it all comes together.
Yeah, I mean, there's been plenty where, like, the Lakers show, the Winning Time.
Yeah.
It was like, they have some of these where it's just, like, perfect. Like, this dude was built to play Magic Johnson.
He was.
You know, or
John C. Reilly was fantastic in that as well.
Yeah, some of those. Like, you got to think there's a guy running around out there that looks just like John Madden that can pull this off. But I'm not going to put anything past Nicolas Cage, man. It'll definitely be a movie I put in the queue to watch. But Nicolas Cage, it is kind of funny the more I think about it. Nicolas Cage is going to be John Madden.
The 585 said that Nick Cage take is my worst take ever, and that's saying something. There's no way that's my worst take ever.
All right. I don't think this guy is with us anymore, but I think he would be the perfect guy if he was. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
We'd be good.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
Could see that.
I was thinking of Truman, and then I was thinking kind of like his face – how Madden's face is, so maybe you could have some of the similar features, but kind of a bigger guy. But I don't think he's no longer with us, right? I think he's...
That's right.
No, he
couple years back.
Heroin took him out the game.
Yeah, I think a guy, but that would have been a guy that if he was with us, that would have been a guy that I kind of felt like he's got some Madden features facially that maybe could pull that off.
All right, so this is the guy that I'm really rooting for here. This is ridiculous. And it leaves with plenty of questions, but the headline reads, Disney says a man cannot sue them after his wife died due to an allergic reaction at one of their restaurants because of the terms of service on his Disney Plus subscription. So, husband and wife hanging out at Disney, they...
Peanut allergy, huh?
Wife has some very serious food allergies that they apparently made very known to the restaurant several times. They asked whether these allergies could be accommodated, and nonetheless, they were not. This lady ends up dying, and now the guy is suing Disney for a measly $50,000. Like, from a Disney standpoint, they're like $150 billion whatever.
Yeah.
Like, $50,000 is a rounding error.
Well, and they clearly, they fudged this up because they supposedly, like, pride themselves on the allergy stuff. Like, when we went to Disney Springs and Maya is gluten-free, she's got celiac. So, we went there, found a lot of great gluten-free options for her. So, I was surprised to see this. Felt like Disney was on top of their game when it came to the allergies.
So, Disney filed court documents in May saying the $50,000 lawsuit should be dismissed and resolved by individual arbitration because of terms that the man agreed to when he signed up for a free trial of the streaming service Disney Plus.
What?
Like, I don't know what could be in the fine print on that says, if you die on our premises, we are not.
That's what the attorneys are saying, right? I think that that's worth a shot if you have to defend yourself against a lawsuit to be like, well, you signed an affidavit or you know, but
you're a Disney Plus subscriber.
Well, they had Dopey cooking in the kitchen that night, you know, one of the dwarves.
Yeah.
That was
sweet.
dopey. That would make sense. Every time you get him in the kitchen, there's going to be some problems.
We got
there.
Peanuts and gluten flying all over the place. Yeah. When Dopey's back
sleepy,
there.
Messed up here.
Sleepy, Doc, one of the Dopey. You put Dopey in the kitchen. Dopey. He's not going to sit there and look at your. He's not going to look at your allergies and stuff. He's just going to cook whatever he wants.
It feels like a bad business move, bad PR move, right there by Disney. I mean, it's $50,000, man. Check. Like you write the check. Heck, you write it for double. Here's $100K. Super sorry about the way
would
this
went down.
Would
he get him like a fast pass too? Maybe
probably 50, get him 000. A flash pass. For absolutely.
Yeah.
I would say on the family's behalf, if it's life and death, you don't want to be trusting the sous chef back there.
Now that is absolutely a fair point to throw in here. Yes. Anecdotally, hey. Uh-huh. If you have life or death allergy, let's go ahead and pack a lunch, all right? I'm sorry, honey. I'm eating at the Disney restaurant, and you're eating out of the brown paper sack. That's just the way it's
going. Couldn't you go to the buffet?
The buffets are tough when it comes to the allergies sometimes.
Are they?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, they're literally known as the allergy buffets, bro. Yeah. What are we doing?
Now, I mean,
I obviously don't have any allergies. You know, maybe. Captain Buffet.
But yeah, I don't think that they're especially, a lot of buffets aren't especially going to make you something there.
No, but there's food. They always have, like, even if you go to a Chinese buffet, they've got, like, pizza and stuff.
You can have the salad bar.
Yeah.
You don't have this problem if you stick to chocolate chip cookies and Zingers. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. No, another good point by Dawson. He's on a roll right now.
Zingers.
Thank you. Somebody is saying that our good friend Frank Caliendo should be playing John Madden in the movie.
That would be good.
I don't know what type of acting chops.
That's a good point because he imitates him. He, like, dresses up with the loose tie and all that and the CBS blazer or the Fox blazer.
Is this the sitcom movie? I'm like, what are we talking about then?
Yeah. I think they're going high drama.
He's got to have some serious acting chops.
Yeah. Yeah, I would like to think he at least got an audition, you know, and they were like, dang, when we're doing play-by-play stuff, you know, we could really use.
At least he could do the voice.
Yeah, he can do the voice probably, you know
that. And with Cage, you're getting the exact opposite. No comedy, no humor, but very serious acting chops.
Very stoic.
That's
his fastball. Yeah. That's his only pitch.
Yeah. No, it absolutely is.
That thing when he was a gun runner, that was a good movie. I like that thing.
He's got some good movies. It's just been 20 years.
Whoa. Chill out, bro.
Me or him?
Woolchuck needs to talk respectfully about the god.
Ooh. Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, he's a god, bro.
I do love National Treasure, but that was 2004.
What was the one where he was like a ghost, though? He was riding a motorcycle and he got
Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
I didn't watch that. What was the one where he was a ghost?
I got this on you.
Supposed to be good that's out now. He was in that and I haven't seen it.
Yeah, that's supposed to be good. Yeah, I didn't want to see that ghost one thing because I didn't want to see my guy in that situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Was he doing it for the cash?
Con Air was bad enough. Yeah. Hey, Con Air was incredible.
Face Off is badass.
Face Off is excellent, yeah.
Kiss of Death.
Googling this thing up, you could kind of see some similarities now at this stage of life. For Nick Cage,
he's starting to look really bad.
I think they might be able to pull this off.
He's morphing into
Gary Busey. Gary Busey wouldn't be a better.
I got to lean into the bit now, Lucius.
Gary Busey might work too.
But. Dude,
ooh, you got to shoot early in the morning.
Yeah,
before he touches anything.
Teethier version of John Madden. Gary Teeth. We'll take it.
I'm Gary Busey.
He's gonna be towed by noon.
Give me Matchstick Men for the greatest Nicolas Cage movie of all time.
Matchstick Men's good.
There, I said
it.
No. Walchuk mentioned yesterday the propensity for individuals to do the very selfish thing and have their big wedding day on Saturdays and Sundays throughout the fall when we got football on. Apparently, there's that website that's super it's like the wedding website called The Knot. And apparently, they have reported that Saturday, October 12th, is one of the five most popular wedding dates in 2024. So October 12th is a Saturday that is just going to be, it's weddings galore all over the place.
Second,
October 12th?
Saturday in October is Alabama, Tennessee.
It's a great college football schedule.
It's Red River Day. Okay, so this is Texas OU. This is the first installment of the new Big Ten rivalry that consists of Buckeyes versus Ducks, Ohio State and Oregon. Wow. We got Ole Miss and LSU. It's Ole Miss and LSU that day us. That's a night game, actually.
Yeah.
And then you'll get Penn State and USC, another new Big Ten rivalry. I mean, just to name a few of the games that are going down.
Still so weird, Penn State and USC.
Yeah. It's crazy. But that is apparently one of the most popular wedding dates of the entire calendar year. That is going to be a struggle. A lot of people on the phones watching watching college football games while people are saying their vows and whatnot.
Yeah, and where are you guys registered? I'll just make sure you get a gift.
Yeah, I'll make sure I get you a nice gift.
Yeah.
I won't be at that wedding.
And the gift is just going to be a big bag of D's.
Giant bag of dildos.
Uncles on my mom's side are like this with Big Ten basketball. They're Indiana and Purdue fans. Huh. And I was back there for Ellie Joe's wedding. That's my cousin, Ellie Joe.
A story about a man playing poor Mountaineer.
Uncle Mark and Uncle Jim are out there in the parking lot listening to an Indiana Hoosiers game during the reception. We didn't see him the whole night.
On like a transistor radio?
Yeah.
I don't blame him. Awesome. That's legendary.
Ellie Joe sounds like she can field dress a deer.
Yeah. Indiana basketball.
She could, dude.
Yeah,
I went out and worked on the farm with Ellie Joe one summer, and she would put me to shame with her ability to carry like 5 gallon buckets of water to feed the hogs.
Why does she sound hot?
Yeah.
Well, she's a truck driver.
Oh,
so
makes sense.
What do you have against truck drivers, Dawson?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
You know, Ellie Joe, maybe truck driver.
Maybe you're into that type.
Yeah. Hey, there's some truck drivers with OnlyFans I seen on Instagram.
Yeah. TikTok too.
TikTok too.
They are. They are TikTok.
I bet she's got Copenhagen in her lip right now.
Yeah. Maybe she's that's a Zen
fine
now.
Cut.
Like and subscribe.
We're all familiar with the social media trend of raw dogging flights, right?
Oh, yeah, the flight raw dog, yeah.
How do we do that?
This is where you just you ride the entire flight wherever it is that you're going without any sort of electronics, entertainment, food consumption, drink consumption. It's just you and your own thoughts. You're not sleeping. You're not doing anything that a normal person would try to do on a plane to get there faster. You're just sitting by yourself in your chair.
Wow.
That's it.
I'm going to try it on first class next Wednesday night.
I did that once on accident. I nearly went insane in those 4 hours.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
Whoa, what are you talking about? You put that hood over your head.
But that's probably going to sleep.
This was watching a movie.
This was like 25 years ago, you know, where didn't
fly
have a smartphone.
Propeller planes?
Didn't read books. And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to go on a flight. Didn't realize that I should probably bring some entertainment.
Well, we got a drama queen doctor that is saying this is one of the most dangerous trends that she's ever seen on social media. I guess she didn't see the crate trends where people were
this
climbing
is,
on.
Are you kidding me? This is the dangerous trend?
What?
She says, while it looks innocent and a bit of fun on the surface, this could have deadly consequences, and I would urge people to use sense when traveling. The whole thing about risk of full long-haul flying is that you're at risk of dehydration. If you're not moving, you're at risk of deep vein thrombosis, which is compounded by dehydration, not going to the toilet. That's a bit stupid. If you need the loo, you need the loo.
Yeah. See, I didn't even realize it was no water and no restroom.
Yeah, this is just...
You're just sitting in the chair.
It's just you in the chair.
Staring ahead.
It's just you in the chair. She talks about low oxygen pressures, yada, yada, yada. She's this is fear-mongering.
So it's just like if it's a super long flight.
I'm going to raw dog the flight. Okay?
You know what? I'm not going to die. It's going to be okay.
These colors don't run.
Shut up, bitch.
If I knew it was my time.
Rangers pregame's coming up at 6:30. LA live in about 45 minutes. When we come back, in addition to the finest, Eric, what's on deck?
Well, we got a couple of Cowboys notes to address. We have an update on the Cowboys week one opponent. And we also have some really funny sound from a high school coach. That's next in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one. number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.